In a world filled with distractions, responsibilities, and the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to overlook the incredible benefits of starting your day with God. The morning is a sacred time when you can draw closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you prioritize your morning devotion, you set the stage for a day filled with blessings, breakthroughs, and victories that are beyond your imagination. Let's explore the reasons why this practice is so important, with scriptural support, and discover practical examples of how you can make it a daily routine. Why start your day with God? When you begin your day with God, you invite His presence into your life. The Bible tells us in Psalm 63 verse 1, "O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you." Starting your day with Him shows your hunger and thirst for His presence. Romans 12 verse 2 instructs us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." Morning devotion is a time to renew your mind with God's Word, allowing His truth to shape your thoughts and actions throughout the day. Prioritizing God in the morning sets the tone for your day. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." By seeking Him first, you align your priorities with His divine order. Starting your day with God provides strength and comfort. Psalm 46 verse 1 reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Through prayer and meditation on His Word, you find solace and courage to face life's challenges. Begin your day by talking to God in prayer. Share your thoughts, concerns, and praises. Express your gratitude for the new day, and seek His guidance. Remember the words of Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God." Open your Bible and meditate on His Word. You can start with a daily Bible reading plan or focus on a particular passage or verse that speaks to your heart. As it says in Joshua 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." Sing songs of worship and praise to exalt God. Music has a powerful way of connecting your heart with Him. Psalm 59 verse 16 encourages us to sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. Even if you're not musically inclined, the simple act of singing praises can fill your heart with joy and gratitude. Take a few moments to reflect on God's goodness and His plans for your day. Consider keeping a journal to record your thoughts, prayers, and any insights you receive during your devotion time. Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23 reminds us, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, His mercies never come to an end, they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness." Express gratitude for the blessings in your life. Thank God for the gift of a new day, for your family, your health, and the countless blessings He has bestowed upon you. Remember Psalm 100 verse 4, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise." By consistently starting your day with God, you position yourself to receive an overflow of blessings, breakthroughs, and victories. Your relationship with God will deepen, and you will grow spiritually as you spend more time with Him. This growth will lead to a deeper understanding of His will for your life. God will guide your steps and grant you wisdom to make decisions aligned with His divine plan. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 assures us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your understanding." Your morning devotion will bring peace and assurance, even in the face of life's challenges. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." As you acknowledge God in all your ways, Proverbs 3 verse 6, you will experience success in your endeavors. Your work, relationships, and every aspect of your life will bear fruit and prosper. God will watch over you and protect you from harm. Psalm 91 verses 11 to 12 promises, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Your life will be filled with joy and a sense of fulfillment as you align yourself with God's purposes. Psalm 16 verse 11 declares, "In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." With God as your foundation, you will have the strength to resist temptation. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 assures us that God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29 verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So, when we seek God with all our hearts, we open the door to a beautiful relationship. As you get to know God, you'll discover his blessings pouring into your life. God brings peace and comfort during difficult times. Jesus said in John 14 verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." When you know him, you'll find peace in your heart. God will guide you in your decisions. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." God fills your heart with joy and gives you the strength to face challenges. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 reminds us, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." God's love and forgiveness are freely given. 1 John 4 verse 16 tells us, "God is love," and 1 John 1 verse 9 assures us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins." Talk to God daily, like talking to a friend. Share your thoughts, worries, and thankfulness with him. Read God's word to understand his character and his love for you. Start with simple verses or stories. In conclusion, starting your day with God is a choice that will transform your life. By seeking his presence, renewing your mind, setting the right priorities, and finding strength and comfort in him, you pave the way for blessings, breakthroughs, and victories beyond your wildest dreams. Let this practice become a daily habit, a steadfast anchor in the midst of life's storms. May you experience the boundless love and grace of our Lord, and may your mornings be filled with the radiance of his presence. As you journey through each day with God at the forefront, may you discover that the blessings, breakthroughs, and victories are not just a possibility but a certainty in Christ. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends. Our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.